You are listening to Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio, brought to you by M Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I am your host, Todd Schneck, joined by my friends and colleagues, Carol Morgan and Todd Youngblood. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning. Doing great.
Outstanding. Carol, I understand there's some new stuff out of Facebook. What's that all about?
Well, it's pretty exciting. You know, if you are a business that uses Facebook for promotions, you can now run promotions directly on your page. So you don't necessarily have to use an app, which a lot of people will appreciate not having to use the app. Of course, I still prefer the app because that's how you capture people's, you know, names and email addresses. So that's kind of cool. And then the other thing that they've changed, well, there's several things they've changed. The ad size, the photos in the ads that you're going to see on the sponsored posts and such in the right column are getting larger.
That's good stuff.
Yeah. So hopefully people will notice your ads more and click on them. And then the other thing we're really excited about is they have backed off a little bit on their policy related to timeline photos. You can now, you know, sell and talk about your upcoming events and kind of have that sales language in your timeline photo. Because for a long time they said, you know, you couldn't promote anything. So all good changes. Looks like they're becoming a little bit more business friendly.
Yeah, well, that's a good sign. That's good stuff. And thank you for updating us on that. We got a great show today. In fact, it's a return guest. In fact, it's appropriate that this old friend of ours is joining us on Friday the 13th. Say hello to Eugene James, the Regional Director for Metro Studies Atlanta Division. Welcome back, Eugene. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good to see you again.
Good to see you. Remind the audience about what you do and your background.
Absolutely. We count houses, literally. we go out. We're a real estate consultant advisory firm, and we literally go out and take a look at, firsthand, what's going on out there at all in all the new home communities throughout Atlanta.
Well, tell us a little bit more about what is going on with the new homes in Atlanta. Where are we in terms of housing starts for the year? And you know, are we on track? Are we ahead of last year? What's it looking like?
Carol, we're far ahead of last year. In fact, in the second quarter of 2013, new construction starts were up 77%.
Wow.
Above the prior year. That's a big jump.
It's huge.
You know what? It looks like there's no slowdown in sight as well.
Well, how does that compare? I mean, we were coming off such a low number. How does the 77% compare pre-crash?
Pre-crash. How about that? Well, it equates to 3,700 new home starts, and that's a decent number. It's nowhere near the peak, which was in 2006, but everyone knows we're not going back to peak numbers, right? Those were artificial figures. We had no business doing those kinds of volumes back then.
Right. So it's 3,700 just second quarter?
Just second quarter. That's on target to close to about 11,000 new home starts if you include a 12-month time frame. And that's still up 70% from where we were a year prior. So no matter how you slice and dice this thing, it looks like home starts are really increasing. It looks like they're on target to continue to increase the rest of this year. And if I glaze into the crystal ball, we'll probably see more starts increase in next year as well.
Well, what's underneath that, Eugene? Mm-hmm. I mean, what makes you that bullish on the starts going ahead? You're talking about a year and a half.
That's right.
Out into the future here.
Yeah, yeah. Well, a couple different things. Number one, first and foremost, is jobs. The Atlanta market's done pretty good with job creation. Year over year, we created over 56,000 net new positions. We've regained 75% of the jobs that were lost during the housing recession. And so that's good. And a lot of those jobs are paying well enough for folks to go out and buy houses. So that's one of the primary factors. And then you layer on top the inventory and how low inventory numbers are for resale houses as well as new home. You've got a nice recipe for an increase in new home starts since demand for housing is so high, and it's much higher than the supply of houses that are out there.
It's very cool. I'm actually sitting here. I'm actually going to tweet your statistic out.
Cool.
But I'm arguing with Twitter right now. So
no worries.
Talk to us a little bit more about jobs. You know, what types of jobs are growing in Atlanta?
Right. Well, the largest sector for jobs in Atlanta is trade and transportation. And if you think about it, that kind of makes sense because we've got the world's largest and busiest airport down at Hartsfield. And so that's certainly helping with the addition of jobs. And then professional and business type jobs are growing as well. That's the second largest sector for job formation here in Atlanta. And then all the other sectors, except for government, and, you know, we're still cutting government jobs, state, federal, and local, you know, so we're no different than the rest of the country in terms of trying to get the government to become a tad bit smaller.
All right. We'll be back with Eugene James after this short commercial break. Great news stories don't just happen. They are the result of cultivating relationships with the media. Public relations is a great way to add excitement to your marketing program, while also creating third-party credibility. With decades of experience of working with the media online and offline, the Marketing Relevance team is uniquely positioned to deliver your company's stories. Call us today at 770-383-3360 or visit marketingrelevance.com. All right, and we're back with Eugene James, Regional Director for Metro Studies Atlanta Division.
Eugene, I love the housing starts that you shared with us in the first segment. I mean, this is great, great news to hear. But you added to that inventories are still low. Why is that? Why are builders not just cranking things up and pumping out more starts?
Oh, wow. Todd, the builders can't build fast enough right now is part of the reason. They still have some challenges trying to get all the money they want and need from banks. So as a result, they've been having to resort to private equity, money from other sources, non-traditional sources, the traditional source being the bank. You know, so what's kind of fascinating is probably worth mentioning to your viewers that out of all the houses that are being built right now, we're estimating about 80% have already been pre-sold. That's huge.
So 80% of what's under construction
is already sold,
already under contract while the house is being built. That's never occurred here in the Atlanta market.
What's a typical number?
30%, 40% for Atlanta. Now, other parts of the country, the new number is about normal for the rest of the country. But we were a huge spec market, meaning, you know, the builders put the house down and it's built. It's ready to be moved into. Someone drives into the community and they say, hey, I like that one.
Mm-hmm. Well, don't you think that the pre-sales are really attributable to two things? One, mm-hmm. they can't get the money to, you know, put a whole lot of specs on the ground. And then two, there's mm-hmm. so low inventory that if you want new and you want a certain location, you better buy it.
Bingo. You got it, Carol. And the same thing is, you know, let's not ignore what's going on the resale side as well. Very, very few houses for sale. Not a whole lot of inventory for used houses for people to pick from. Anecdotally speaking, you know, every agent I talk to tells me the same story. It's like a broken record. We put a bid on the house and we lost it. You know, we make it an offer and someone made a higher offer. And so that's happening all over Atlanta, all parts of town, the A locations, the B and the C locations.
But what's a builder to do? I mean, you mentioned, you know, going out and finding money.
Sure.
I mean, that's obviously a huge thing. I mean, what else can builders be doing to respond to what the economy's doing right now?
You know, I think the builders are doing all they can. They are literally building as fast as they can. They do have another problem that two other problems that the builder sector has encountered. One is a labor shortage. Can you believe it?
Yeah.
They can't find enough subs.
Unemployment, what?
Yeah. I know, really. Note to audience, you need a job, go get a bone up on your skill set for building houses. So anyway, there's a labor shortage in the builder community, and now we're hitting another obstacle, and that is a short supply of finished lots to build on. It looks good, but you know, we still got some hurdles.
So short supplies, finished lots. Let's talk a little bit about where is the momentum? Where are all these sales? Is there certain counties still more popular, or do we see some other counties starting to rebound?
Other counties are certainly starting to rebound, and that will continue to play out the rest of this year and next year. Gwinnett County has now passed all other counties in terms of starts.
Really?
Yeah.
When did that occur? That's
just
new.
Just this quarter, second quarter 2013, they surpassed Forsyth County. And let's see here. You've got really good starts in Cobb County. Cherokee County has all of a sudden caught on fire. It's looking really good. Down on the south side, you have Coweta County and Fayette County. The next frontier.
The next frontier,
you're probably going to see more building occurring is over in Paulding County, Let's see here, South Fulton County, a little bit more in Bartow County. So, you know, these are the areas that are further away from the core portions of Atlanta.
Well, Eugene, I hate to say it, but we're about out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you, and where can they learn more about Metro Study?
Yeah, I appreciate that. Just visit us online at metrostudy.com or give us a call at 404-370-9001.
All right. Eugene James, the Regional Director for Metro Studies Atlanta Division. My friend, it was good to see you as always.
Likewise.
I joined the fan club, by the way.
Awesome. So now there's three.
Now there's three of us. All right.
Very good.
The deal of the day is next, but stick around for our final segment with special guest William Fogler. We'll be right back.
Hey, Forrest, what time is it?
Well, Delaney, it's time for today's deal of the day.
All right, Carol, what have you got for us?
Well, our listeners better get off the fence and act fast. We have a phenomenal deal of the day from Beezer Homes. It's good through September 15th, and it's 12,500 in design options on all contracts written by September 15th.
That's lots of money.
So say that number again.
12,500.
Okay, so today's Friday the 13th, so you have till Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
So you do have to move.
You better move fast.
Let's get in the car.
Yeah, so if you've been thinking about buying or looking at a home from Beezer, then stop thinking. Go do. And of course, the options and savings vary a little bit by community and whatever inventory is available where you're looking. So you'll want to check with the sales agent in the community where you're looking to get the exact details.
Boy, and they build a heck of a house. I know I got a buddy of mine that lives in a Beezer home, and it's just rock solid.
They have some pretty cool features and finishes. Delaney, you want to tell us about those?
All of their homes are Energy Star certified, so in addition to the design savings, you'll be saving on your energy bill every month. They have spacious floor plans with a lot of flexible living spaces, hardwood floors, fireplaces, gourmet kitchens, plenty of natural light, spacious bedrooms. So there's really, I mean, these homes are great.
Is there any specific homes or is it any Beezer property?
Any Beezer property. They have three communities in the area. They have Overlook at Hampton Station, which is now selling their final homes from the 200s in Canton. Then there's the Vistas at Castleberry and Cumming, which is from the mid-260s, and the Estates at Bentley Ridge and Cumming from the mid-280s.
Great locations.
All of them are.
So great locations, and some of these communities have amenities. The Vistas at Castleberry has a pool, cabana, and outdoor fireplace, and the Overlook at Hampton Station has a pool and a playground.
And $12,500.
$12,500.
But you got to move real quick. So you have till the 15th.
Correct.
To do this. All right. Where can people get more information on this, Carol?
Beezer.com.
Beezer.com. All right. Well, that wraps today's Friday the 13th deal of the day. All right, and we're back with our next guest. Say hello to William Fogler, who is the principal and founder of WM Events, an event planning organization. Welcome to the show, William.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, it's our pleasure. Thanks for making time to join us. William, before we get into it, take a quick sec and tell us a little bit about you and your background.
Sure. I'm originally a Denver, Colorado native. I moved to Atlanta about 7 years ago, where I founded WM Events. I have an extensive background as a caterer. I was a vice president and creative director of a large catering company in Colorado, and moved to Atlanta to form my own independent event planning and event design firm, and have had a pretty good way of events here in Atlanta.
Tell us a little bit more about WM Events.
Sure. WM was founded because I really had a passion for designing and coordinating large-scale events, everything from bar and bat mitzvahs to weddings. Primarily corporate is what it has evolved into. And we're really a full-service event production firm. We can do as simply as putting flowers and decor in the room. But our strong point is full-scale event production. We can plan, as we say, soup to nuts, the invitations, the overall concept, the venue, the entertainment, the total atmosphere of what the event is going to feel and look like.
I'm a big football fan, and This is the time of season where guys like me are in our glory and loving to go to tailgate parties. I've got a couple of friends that throw pretty elaborate, corporate level kind of tailgate parties. What kind of things would you suggest for an event like that?
Well, you know, ironically, it's one of our strong suits. We work with UGA quite a bit, and we do a pretty large tailgate for them every year.
But they have a football team, I understand.
They do.
They do?
Yeah. A little tiny football team up there. But it really depends on, you know, what your style is, we can do something that we'd call sort of farm to table, where it's got a real rustic edge and it's got mason jars and we're serving drinks and the beverages out of really cool vessels and containers. Or we can do something that's way more traditional with truck bed and create like a truck bed lounge and use your team sport color pillows and, you know, do something that is very reminiscent of being in the stadium lot with the grill and the dogs. But, you know, mostly we're doing more high end where we're grilling pizzas and doing individual salads and mason jars and, you know, really specially designed things.
That sounds like fun. Mm-hmm. How do we get invited to one of these events?
I'm just going to follow William around
and over to his spot.
So tips for other types of parties. We're also getting into my favorite season of the year. You know, it kind of starts with fall and going back to school and football starting. And then we roll into Halloween and then on through to Thanksgiving and to, you know, Christmas, Hanukkah, et cetera. You know, tips for hosting large numbers of family members at your house.
Well, I think the big challenge with family is the dynamics of the interrelations with the family. So
are you going to help us out with that?
I can't help you with the psychotherapy of the family relations.
You don't provide a psychologist along with your planning? No.
Well, with some of the weddings, that is part of the service. But mostly, my biggest point to home entertaining and folks with entertaining is don't try and exceed what you're capable of doing. It's better to do some one really special thing than trying to do 50 really elaborate things that you can't totally accomplish. So, for example, it may be better to make one really delicious salad and casserole and spend time with your guests versus trying to produce this whole elaborate 12-course meal that you're not going to get time to sit down and enjoy the conversation. Because truly what entertaining is about is enjoying the people that you're with rather than trying to show off and show your skills.
Right.
You know, flex your party planning muscle. So.
Well, when I think of an event, I mean, certainly eating and drinking, that comes top that comes top of the list. But there, there's more to it than that. Just talk about some of the other things that, you help folks with beyond the menu.
Sure. Well, I think one of the big points is the initial offering, the invitation, you know, the entrance. So we start with a overall concept, what you want that event to be about, and then you kind of figure out how you want to invite them. And then from there, you kind of figure out how you want to welcome them into the event. I think that the entrance is generally one of the most important part of the events. We talk about front loading the event. So when they get there, get a really good sense of like what this event is about and get them all psyched up for it. And then you kind of roll into the rest of the ebb and flow of it. So really a major portion of what we do is creating the atmosphere from the general feeling of the whole event to what they're going to eat and what they're going to smell and what they're going to hear and then what that lasting memory is going to be when they leave the scene.
All right. We'll be back with William Fogler after this short commercial break.
When was the last time you browsed the web from your mobile phone? With more consumers than ever searching for your business on the go, it's important that you make a great first impression. Make sure your website is making the most of your mobile presence with content designed uniquely for smartphones and tablets. Get started with the team at Marketing Relevance today. Call 770-383-3360 or visit marketingrelevance.com.
All right, and we're back with William Fogler, principal and founder of WM Events.
Well, William, you have us all ready to plan some festive holiday events.
Come on down.
Come on down. I know, you know, you do some other types of events. Tell us about the different events you've worked with real estate agents on.
Sure. Well, one of the things, when I first founded my company, my first client was a $400 million mixed-use real estate development. And their entire marketing budget was based on events. And being a new business owner, this was like
a whale.
Supreme client. But what I learned was a lot of means of marketing real estate development and what is important and what's not so important in that realm of event planning. You know, it's really about identifying your audience and what that property is about and then kind of going from there. I think with the expertise of a firm like mine, along with a good public relations or marketing firm, those sorts of things are very vital to the development of an event for a real estate development.
How different would it be? I mean, you just described the account that you mentioned is a big one.
Mm-hmm.
How do you scale that down to a more typical size real estate, you know, community or event?
Sure. Well, I think there's a general formula. I think that you identify your location and your target audience. You know, you identify your demographic. If you're looking for a younger set of individuals for your apartment community or your condominium community, you're going to identify activities that make sense to them. For example, if it's a more health conscious sort of environment, maybe you're going to bring in a trainer from the local neighborhood gym and focus on how your development is health conscious and healthy and potentially host an event that captures that sort of activity, serve smoothies, have a yoga event, you know, that you could bring that type of demographic into your community and let them see what you're about and what you offer in that way. It just, you have to identify the theme, identify your demographic, and kind of go from there, and then hire a really great firm like mine to help you pull it all together.
Well, I'm gonna keep you going on that same theme. What if it's a real estate development for people like me? So the baby boomers, the, you know, smoothies. I don't know. That's what
yeah. No, you're not smoothies, but you know, baby boomers, early 50s, mid.
Thank you.
Yeah. Right.
Metamucil.
Yeah, we have Metamucil.
Oh, no. He was on a roll, Todd. You had to throw that in, right?
Well, I mean, again, it's knowing what your audience is into. And so perhaps it's swing dancing, and you want to identify a swing dancing night, and you identify a genre of music that would really speak to your set, or cards, or I don't know if you're single, but you know, oftentimes there's a lot of single baby boomers, and creating an environment that, you know, it could be a mixer of sorts. Another strong thing that often works well is food. Food and drink always work well with many and all types of people. So whether you do a sort of wine connoisseur sommelier type of event where you get people in to learn about sort of different sorts of wines, or a chef sort of event where you're bringing in a food tasting and getting people together to try types of food and then mingle that way to understand what the community is all about. There's a variety of different methods to do that.
It sounds like you have a ton of event planning experience and have done a wide variety of events. Do you have one that comes to mind as the most unusual event you've ever planned?
Well, you know, I get asked that question quite a bit. I mean, I have had a really broad and extensive career in events. I've had a handful of celebrity clients that have had extremely notable events. I had an opportunity to work on a yacht in the Hamptons for a 4th of July event that was pretty special. And just back from working on, I think, about a $10 million wedding in Los Angeles, where, you know, easily the floral budget was over $2 million. And
whoa.
Stevie Wonder Holy made cow. A cameo appearance at the event. So, you know, there's a pretty broad spectrum. Oftentimes I find that the ones that I do enjoy the most are those that, you know, are a little bit more heartfelt and sentimental. I just had the opportunity of planning my mother's 80th birthday celebration.
Aww. That's pretty special.
Yeah, and it was a really great thing. And I rented a house up at Lake Oconee. All of her living siblings and all of my siblings attended. But it was really about incorporating some really intimate details. Like, we used all of the black and white photos from my family's history and used them to wrap the floral vases on the tabletop and then illuminated those. So when the lights went down, there was almost like a slideshow of my family history on the table. You know, doing things like that really mean a lot. And my team at my office get on my case because I often use like warms your soul, but you know, it's things that are really heartwarming that really get to me.
Well, and that makes it memorable too.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that, what you're describing, I mean, that's going to stick in your family's head forever.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. Well, William, I hate to say it, but we're out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you, and where can they learn more about WM Events?
Sure. They are welcome to go to WMEvents.com. We have a very extensive blog. Contact us on our social media pages, Facebook and Twitter, and like us by all means.
William Fogler, the principal and founder of WM Events. It's great to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining
us. Thank you, guys.
And when you plan our event, I want Stevie to make an appearance.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right.
That wraps this week's broadcast. Check us out by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. If you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd appreciate a customer rating and review on iTunes. So on behalf of today's guest, Eugene James, William Fogler, show producer Delaney Langston, my co-hosts Carol Morgan and Todd Youngblood, I am Todd Schnick. Enjoy your Friday the 13th, and we'll see you next week on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.